Granite City BP, he's not here today because they're closed the school and he's minding his kids. So just to throw that out there.
Anybody want to be president?
Well, you know, let me just throw something out. It wouldn't be a bad idea to get some other people involved. Now, it's kind of a late thing here, but.
Anybody want to be president? I'll step down.
No, I'm not suggesting you should step down.
That's what it sounded like.
It would sure be nice to have somebody else running things.
Well, if you don't want to get rid of me, we talking about Kevin? What?
Anybody.
Wait a minute, now you get my name right?
Before all parts are gone, that have been here for 13, 14 years, whatever it is, 13 years, it'd be nice if somebody else is running the thing for a while in case people have questions.
Well, let me make a suggestion. We have a president. Maybe we have a president and a co-president and a new person be...
Shadow.
Yeah, because the problem is you can't have somebody be president who's never been involved in this.
Well, yeah, but what you want to do is put them on the executive committee.
Exactly.
With somebody with the intent that they're going to move up.
Correct. But do we have a position that is on the executive committee that is...
Tony, what are you right now? Are you on anything?
I'm on the executive committee.
We've got president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. That's the way the organization is laid out.
You know, there's a lot of organizations I'm involved with, and you realize there's points where they try to make transitions. A lot of people leave, people in, and sometimes it drastically impacts them. Maybe it'll be for the better, I don't know, but you lose a lot of history with the organization.
I agree.
So how much longer are you going to be here?
4 years.
Four, okay.
You don't have to worry about that. You've got a couple more years.
It's a four-year term, though, right?
Yeah, it's 4 years.
There's four officers, and if you wanted to, you know, if there's some sort of rotation, you just can't lose all, and it's fine if the same four are always in.
Well, give you an example. Not that treasurer is not that treasurer's a very involved thing because he's so good, but I do look at numbers, as do other people. I'm happy not to be treasurer. And still be on the executive committee. Just so that somebody else. I got it with the Lions Club. I got it with.
Warren doesn't want to be treasurer.
So he wants to step down instead of be through it at you, Rich. All the three locations.
I have 2 years. Worst case, I have 3 years. I have 23 months left.
Well, I'm happy to do more and learn more.
Yeah, so I'm not
already to jump into like. Well,
we have the ex officio members. Do we try to fill in other positions?
But I'd be happy to be
a mentor.
I'm not. Maybe this isn't coming. I'm not saying I don't enjoy coming here and meet with you guys all the time. but I'm on the treasurer's state of Westchester, treasurer of Kennedy Catholic High School. I'm treasurer here. I'm on a bunch of other boards. And what I see is all of a sudden they hit this where three or four people leave and
chaos.
They have an organizational, the organization just loses too much of history and where things were. Now sometimes
some
that's
of us
good.
Have been here since the very beginning.
Since before the beginning,
yeah.
Okay?
I mean, 2011 I was here saying, no, you owe us 37 million, not 10 million, or 12, whatever the hell it was.
I'll go back to 1996.
There we go.
Me too, Lord.
I wasn't that old back then.
I remember when we were sitting there.
I'm
in his job, and we're sitting in someone's town hall trying to figure out what the structure's going to work like.
Yeah.
But
I still
the
want
fact to act. We have a few, like your supervisors are not really involved at all.
No, they say Sabrina, go ahead.
I know. Which and you're great.
I understand that.
Somehow we need
to be an end.
Ask some other people. If they want to, you know,
well, again, that's why I said I'd be happy to cancel the meeting and. Reschedule until everybody shows up.
I'm thinking that might be the best because we need to loop these newer ones in and some people that aren't sitting here at the table.
Doesn't mean they're going to show up, though. Sure. You know, we see the same faces.
I think if we go back and we talk about the impact of this MS4 permit, right? Even though that's not what this
that
is.
They might not show up. That's a problem.
Gonna scare them off.
I'm not. I enjoy you guys. I enjoy coming here. I enjoy
don't
thinking I have some control of things.
Yeah, that's why he's trying
but
to slip I know, but bring it up at your lunch. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we can talk about that at lunch, but there's
strongly talk about
that. Not that they'll show up there either.
They'll show up at that.
They will, but it's snowing, so it's iffy.
I don't know if I ruined the whole thing. The whole discussion.
All right, so let's
you've derailed it, Warren.
All right, let's go down the list. I'm happy to be president again of the corporation.
Yes, I think you have to be. You have
I don't have to be.
Yeah, you do.
And you ruined that.
Is anybody else? Make a motion. Rich is president.
Yes.
Second. All right.
You did a spreadsheet, man.
That's right.
That's how I got to be treasurer. Not here, I mean it. Yeah.
All right. Current president is Rob, right? Vice President Rob. Yes. So,
and he's happy to continue.
And he's happy, yeah.
Okay. Anybody like to be treasurer?
Since Warren doesn't want to.
No, that's not it. I just
show me what to do.
It's not Keith's great. It's not not a huge amount.
And Joanne Daly is currently secretary. Anybody want to be secretary other than Joanne?
Is there a new person?
All right, we've got a slate of candidates. Somebody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
What's the motion?
I'm
losing control here. All in favor?
We left Joanne in, is that what we're doing?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Right.
And who's the treasurer?
Ellen. So Rich, Rob, Ellen, and Joanne.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that means the signatories have to change.
Yeah.
I have the same problem with the lines for me. I can't get the old people to back off.
It's the old versus the new. A lot of groups are like that.
The baby boomers.
All right, annual board evaluations and conflict of interest. Do you want to do that?
Yes.
Being as nobody's here?
Yes. So, I mean, it won't count for new members because there are no members here.
We're doing the evaluations and conflict of interest forms.
Yes. So they can be found in your folders on the right-hand side. If you could complete those before you leave.
We didn't do the executive committee?
No, not yet.
We're going to get there.
Did I miss that?
We haven't got there yet.
Yeah, we're at number four.
Oh, committees, okay.
Yeah. So if you could complete those before you leave, and then the financial disclosure, we'll get a link from Putnam County mid-February, and it'll be sent to everyone, and we can complete it, has to be completed by May 15th. So, and then that's it for current board members. And then,
I don't know. The only one I have a problem with is individual board members communicate effectively. Is that happening? I don't know. We communicate. Pain in the ass. I don't know. Is that effective?
And then any of the policies, I've been asked by council to just direct everyone to the website for the any policies that there are questions about. I know in some of the paperwork you received today, it refers back to policies, so they can all be found on the website.
All right, moving on, appointment of committees. Executive Committee, currently we have Richard Williams, Warren Lucas, Rob Scarano, Tony Gonzalez, Joanne Daly, Vince Tamania, and Mike Kazari. Anybody want to make any changes to the executive committee?
I'm still on, right? Am I still on? Or
what? Well, yeah, but I thought we were going to replace you with him.
Oh, well, that's
Can
I still be on?
And Rick, we're going to have to add him as a signatory.
Oh, whatever.
On the banks.
On the banks, and then she'll have to attend there.
I'm happy to stand the executive committee if that's possible.
Yeah.
Attend monthly meetings. You want to make sure she's okay with that.
I'm just not exactly sure how we're going to do that, because if we're going to keep the same seven, right? And the bylaws say we can only have seven. Should just come as ex officio.
Who's on the current?
But I don't know the bylaws well enough to know.
Okay, Chris.
Here are the bylaws. Hang on.
Yeah.
They're here.
Yeah, it's actually in there.
This is what happens when Chris isn't here.
I'm here. I'm here.
She's hearing spirits.
Wait, I'm hearing spirits.
I just can't hear Rich very well. What do you mean?
You need to hear Richard.
No, it just needs him.
So.
Yeah.
So we've got an executive committee. We've got seven people on the executive committee.
Okay.
How do we add an eighth?
That's a change to the bylaws for sure, because the bylaws and I think even the court docs. Hang on 1 second, and I'll look it up. Okay.
All right. No, let me rephrase that. So we're going to keep the same seven, but we're going to invite Ellen in as an ex officio on the executive committee?
You mean just unofficially to be attending all the meetings as a...
I don't think she can be if she's treasurer.
If she's treasurer, she probably can.
She has to be there.
Listen.
Any of your board members...
There's subordinate officers in Section 3.
Any of your board members can always attend your executive committee meetings. I mean, obviously they can't vote, but they can always attend your meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, I've attended as like an ex officio.
So then that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, but you have a Section 3 subordinate officers. The Board of Directors may appoint such other officers or agents as it may deem desirable, and such officers shall serve such terms, have such authority, receive such compensation, if any, and perform such duties as may be prescribed.
Now Warren wants to come back.
Because you look at Section 1, right? You could have multiple vice presidents. You could have assistant secretaries and treasurers. You could have...
Yeah, so we're covered.
Whatever you want.
Right down here.
I'm going to show up.
I don't know where...
Here it says ex officio, so that's what we've got there.
Well, I'm already...
Well, no, that's just the officers and the...
All right, so to bring this back, we're going to keep the executive committee as is. We're going to add Ellen in as an ex officio member of the executive committee.
I don't see a limit on the number of...
Can we, next time when we're doing this next year, have the list of current members and then like a column of current members and then...
We actually do, yeah. It's...
I got the cheat sheet.
But we all have the cheat sheet.
The executive committee has to be three directors from Westchester, three from Putnam. It's on page 16. Three from Putnam and one director from Dutchess.
It just would be nice in the packet when we're discussing it. I don't remember who's who.
That's why I read them all.
So who's the director from Dutchess? So the executive committee is three from Putnam and Westchester and one from Dutchess. That's
the way we've tried to keep it.
Right. Is it still that way?
Yes. Join the
other. Okay.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be, it does not say it has to be an officer. I agree that it should be.
All the bank account things have to be.
Oh, yeah, we're.
Sorry about that.
The president has to serve as chair of the committee. That's
very selfish, that's all I could say.
Well, it'll make my life easier at the bank, that's for sure.
We have a new treasurer, so shouldn't that treasurer be on this?
Well, that's what we're putting her on, as an ex officio. So she'll be on the executive committee, but not a voting member.
Because we
can only have seven.
Well, put me on this ex officio.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Make him the ex officio. She should be the voting member as treasurer.
That's fine. You want to do that?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to cause you a bunch of extra work.
That means you're going to have to sit next to Vinny.
That's okay.
All right, then let's do it that way.
Vinny and you, and who's the other
Putnam?
Director?
We've got myself, we've got Kevin Byrne, who Vinny Tamania sits in for Kevin Byrne, and Mike Gazzari from Carmel.
Okay.
All right. Can I get a motion on the executive committee as discussed?
I'll make the motion as discussed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, Governance Committee. We have Michael Gazzari and Tom. We need somebody for the governance committee.
I'll do whichever ones you want.
You gonna be on the governance committee?
If you need somebody on the governance committee.
All right, we got one.
Or the finance committee, I assume, if I can still be on that. Yeah, the audit, finance, governance, which other ones you have?
Governance, audit, finance, technical review.
No. I'd love to be, but they tell me to shut up every time.
All right, governance committee will be Warren Lucas and Michael Cazzari. Can I get a motion?
Don't we need three?
There's only two here now.
But shouldn't it be three?
I would always make it three. You always want an odd number.
Right.
There's only two
here. Just add Warren to the two that are there?
We can't.
Oh, you don't?
Why can't we?
Tom passed away.
Tom is the other.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, how about Nick?
All right, so put two people on.
We can do Nick if you want to volunteer Nick.
Well, I don't think Nick would have a problem volunteering.
I don't know Nick that well.
Well, he plans on getting involved, but he's obviously sick right now, so he's not here today.
Well, that'll teach him not to show up.
Yeah, he's a business owner, he knows finances and stuff.
This is governance.
I know.
This is governance.
I don't think that is important, but I think it'll give him, you need to get new people involved.
All right, governance committee then will be Michael Cazzari, Warren Lucas, and Nick Durante.
I'll make the motion for that was made on second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Did you have a second on that?
No.
Who's going to second
I'll
that?
I'll second.
I second.
Your motion, my second.
I'm looking at the car outside. I'm sorry. All right, audit committee is Tony Gonzalez, Kevin Byrne, and Robert Scarano.
Kevin Byrne.
B-Y-R-N-E.
I know. Has he been involved in anything here?
No, it's always been Vinny.
Yeah. Okay. So it's really good.
You want to leave it? You want to...
Motion to appoint the audit committee as currently instructed.
Yeah. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, finance committee is Warren Lucas, Jackie Anabi, and Tony A.
Should Ellen be? Should the treasurer be on?
I would think so.
Yes.
Well, Tony's not there anymore.
Right.
We stuck Nick on government, so. Would you mind being on finance?
Sure.
You need to, because we'll be screwing you up royally.
So Warren, Jackie, and Ellen?
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, technical review is Rich Franzetti and Brad Cotty, Sabrina, and Don.
And who?
Don?
Dan.
Dan?
Oh, Dan.
Dan, sorry.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. You want to do your presentation? Moving on. Readopt East of Hudson Watershed Corporation policies. We have a bunch of resolutions. First one is banking relationships.
There's no change to the banking
any
relationships.
Any policies have to change this to the MS4 permit changes?
So I'm still a little fuzzy about what the MS4 permit is going to require us to do as far as commitments to the organization, but that's yet to be determined, I think.
And at this time, we can leave the policies as is, and
MMT only has one.
Go back and amend them in August week, if necessary.
Yeah, once we get clarification.
Motion to approve the resolution designating the authorized financial institutions and accounts.
I'll have to redo this four. And
you did them all?
Four. For
you're just doing the one.
One.
Just
doing the one.
Okay.
All right.
Is this the one we're on there now, 7A?
Yes. The banking relationships.
Okay. Yeah, so there's nothing in here special, right? There's Ramirez in here.
Right, and just on this one here, there is only one account at M&T Bank, and there's four accounts at PCSB, and Linda's going to change. Linda's going to make that change.
All right, so noted. Ed, you're introducing it. with the amendments?
I'll second it.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
It's a change in the number.
7B, Code of Ethics.
I don't think that changes, right? So I'll make a motion as it's written. This is 7B.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
7C, Mission Statement.
Well, this, that we've changed.
Not yet, we haven't.
Christine, well, with some of the changes that we had, that we requested, that kind of were approved for different things we may be doing, is that been reflected in?
What did they want?
Well, you remember we were talking about doing slightly different things besides just stormwater retrofits. We had some approvals. This is our mission statement.
I thought we updated it.
Right, and so we're going to align, somebody's going to work on aligning the mission statement to the changes in the core doc. Is that what you mean?
I thought so, but I'm just asking if it was done. I don't.
Well, I think we need to get a better handle on the permit and figure out exactly where the corporation, you know, could be involved, because having read the permit, I don't.
Well, this is even before we had the permit, right? We were up in the state asking if we could get more septic.
Yeah. But there's a whole other area that I would like the corporation to go into that we could talk about.
You want to table it? You want to reauthorize it now? We'll amend it later?
We can amend it later.
All right, so I made a motion to keep it the same.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. 7D, procurement policy.
It basically tries to follow UML 103, 106A. So.
Yep, no changes.
Move to readopt the procurement policy for the Special Watershed Corporation as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, 7C, sexual harassment.
7E.
Yes, I'm going blind.
Yeah, that's my problem too.
Time for a thicker
pair of glasses. Motion to readopt the sexual harassment policy for the East Nelson Watershed Corporation as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Was there any, do we have anybody we can ask, like our insurance folks, or? There were some changes in sexual harassment that we had to do in our town. Let me just go back.
Everybody's got to get training. Everybody, just about, you're all required to get it.
Yes. Well, we do.
That doubles the one to do it again for you.
Right. You want to do that at home.
Right.
Well, that's true for the board members, but do you have an annual staff training?
Yes. We have staff training through DEB.
You do it that way, you're right. For the insurance carriers.
Yes, we've all done it. We're up to date.
Yeah,
we'll
online.
Yeah, we actually do it through New York City.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have a resolution.
So did we pass this?
Yeah.
We have a resolution to approve the bank signatories. Currently, we have myself, Warren, which we're going to change to Ellen. Keeps wandering in and out the sheriff. Rob and James Schmidt.
Now we got another one.
So same one.
For us? No,
oh, there's two?
They're meeting.
They're hiding.
Why is Rob the donut?
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yep.
Coffee.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Then they'll come here for
it's good for you. You're the one who's going to chase these people down.
More coffee and stuff.
All right, anybody want to make any changes on the...
What does designated board member mean?
Just someone else we need to have. We need to have sometimes...
A signer. That's James Schmidt from the town of Pauling.
Who never shows up.
Yes. Well, the only reason I'm asking is because I'm on as a signatory.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so do you want to take James Schmidt off and keep Warren?
So should he shows up, should there be somebody else?
Well, the only reason we have James Schmidt is because he's very close.
Okay, how about Rob then?
Well, he's vice president.
And I like that.
We're talking about the approved bank signatories.
Yeah.
I have no issue.
One more Dutch. Shh.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, the designated board director.
Okay.
So I was just suggesting, if James, that's fine, but... If you want to leave me on it, that way there's no...
But I just offered myself,
oh, okay.
Because James never comes.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, but that's more about the monthly meetings, signing.
Yes, Ellen's going to go on there. Ellen's going up.
Yeah.
That's part of those monthly.
Right, so the designated, she's already the treasurer, so she's going to be one of the designees as treasurer. So your resolution should be Rich, the treasurer, the vice president, and then the designated board member.
Yes, that's where we are. We agree.
So it's got to be somebody that's going to be the monthly meetings.
Right, and so Joanne Daly shows up at those meetings in place of James, so.
So she could be the signature?
Yeah.
No.
Well, she's not, but he is.
Right.
He is.
If she's, if he's not showing up.
Right, right, so I think that this all happened during COVID, where I needed someone nearby, and that's why.
We know that, Chris.
So it was easy enough to go to him, and Joanne showed up at meetings, and oftentimes she would take those checks back with her. So, and then I would just stop by and pick them up.
Then we have to put Lori on the executive committee.
Right.
You can appoint as many other directors as you want, according to the bylaw. And you bestow upon them the powers you wish.
So, Chris, if we put Lori on the executive committee as an ex officio, can she still sign checks?
So, who's on the executive committee?
She doesn't have to, per this, she just has to be a board director, which she is.
So I don't even have to go to the meetings, right?
Just keep going on and get rid of James Schmidt.
No,
just a director.
She's the treasurer.
Right, so get rid of James
Schmidt. Does an ex officio director make it to the same status as a director?
No, I mean, the director meaning one of the board.
Warren's always here.
She is.
So let's just move Lori in. We'll figure it all out.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Okay, so I'll make the motion with the president, Ellen, with you, Ellen, Rob, and Lori.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Other business. All right, that's one meeting now. All right, so can I get a motion to close the annual meeting of the directors?
Make a motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Come on.
Did you get that in there?
What? Yeah, I read something that there's like a bazillion pieces of
plastic
microfibers inside of these.
Yep.
Yeah, you know.
And then just
send me that. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No. So Lori adjourned the meeting and Sabrina seconded.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'll call the quarterly meeting of the directors and members. Wave the Pledge of Allegiance. Unless everybody wants to stand up again.
I think once.
All right, everybody have a chance to look at the minutes. Are you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
Okay. Can I get a motion on the meeting minutes of October 10th, 2023?
I'll make a motion as delivered. Accept them as delivered.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, Keith, you want to do the financial update?
All right, I gave you the preliminary copy of the December 31st, 2023 financials. I emphasized the preliminary because we haven't done any of the accruals for things like the prepaids and amortization, and we haven't gotten any of the O&M, or the O&M hasn't been done, so we can set up the receivable payable for the O&M. So the assets are probably pretty good, and the cash, of course, is. We have $3,508,000 remaining in QIP funds, $10 million and change available in FAD for a total of $13,560,000 available to use. But we have a couple million dollars in commitments outstanding on QIP already, so that QIP funding is not going to last a long time.
Okay, we're about 4 years out from the new funding.
Oh no, Vinny says 2025.
Yeah. We just moved some of the, I think we did 6 months out of those T-bills, right?
Yep.
So that's locked in about 4.2% or something.
Yep. And the FAD one comes due this month, I believe. Later, at the end of January. And I'm trying to find out from Vinny when he's going to want that money back.
Lock it into 6 months. Or whatever we don't need.
Right.
And then when he says he needs it, says it's locked in.
It's locked in, you can't get it back.
Don't ask him, he'll tell you. That way we'll get another $250,000 of interest.
Yeah, but it's his money. The interest belongs to the Fed.
The interest does?
Yeah.
There has to be another instrument we can put it in there.
We can use the interest. I'll find it.
Because I have to account for the interest back to Vinny. They want to know.
Do they really want the interest in the Fed?
I think so. He's looking at it and saying, "How come our balance has increased since the last month?" I says, "That's interest."
Okay.
And he's
don't
going.
Have to tell him. Put it in a different. Oh, Jesus.
I should have left it in checking account earning
0.01%. No. That's.
They're supposed to get into the school time.
I know, we don't.
All right, Linda, you want to talk about the...
Sure, the reporting and filing dates. The front side of this is for reporting. Whenever we do reporting or filing of the W-2s or anything of that nature, 1099s, they're all filled in on this sheet, just so everyone can see that we're hitting all of the deadlines that we're supposed to. And then on the flip side is the compliance schedule. And this is to keep track of everyone's ABO compliance annually. So this will be updated each time we meet. And that's pretty much it. Anyone have any questions?
Remind me, what's ABO?
Authorities Budget
Office.
Really fun organization, I'll tell you. You have an organization. He doesn't like interfacing, but he needs to tell me.
No, exactly right.
No, you're right, I don't.
It's usually because it's a bunch of pencil necks who've never done what they're telling me to do.
All right, project update, Keith.
You mean Kevin.
Kevin.
You remember my name when you talk about fire.
What's his
name? He gets our names
straight. I don't know why.
I live the life.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
All right. He doesn't have glasses.
And my beard's much whiter.
So,
right? Thanks, Rick.
Wait, so the next meeting I want the two of you wearing name tags.
Our total production is at 710 kilograms with one, two projects at we're going to get ready to pop this up a little bit closer to 750. The New York State DEC report was in at the end of the month. That report will be a snapshot of everything we've accomplished or worked on for the calendar year 2023. We have an approximate active project total of 253 kilograms, bringing everything up to a total of 963 starting to look at the possibility of this permit actually going into action, is probably get a letter from the DEC and the folks that run the retrofit program to allow us to carry over. I don't think it's going to be any kind of issue with the folks that we've talked to up there, Tom Stone, Bob Kapaskin, but I don't believe that we have a written correspondence, signed letter that says anything that you began working on and when you exceed 920 kilograms can carry over. So I just want to make sure we have that.
But now that the permit's out, everything else, we're good to go forward with years, whatever they are, 22.
Well, per the permit, we have to submit a new work plan by December of 2024, and that work plan is not being constructed, though in-house we have plenty of ideas of what's going to go into it.
Well, can you add other things into the current plan before December of 2024?
We can look at how that can work, whether or not we can start with just adding projects, but it goes back towards, currently we have no funding to work beyond the scope of the existing permit. So we have to get the QIP agreements adjusted. DEP has made it pretty clear that the FAT agreement's off limits when it comes to that. So I think it would create more problems than it would solutions.
I have, as I've mentioned to you, I have Mrs. Bloomberg fixing a stormwater thing. It looks, we might as well get credit for it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how much she's fixing, but she's fixing a big piece of it. That's on her property.
Yeah, perhaps the... With that letter that we get from the DEC, perhaps we try to work in language saying that anything that's completed within the next two calendar years, regardless of what Mr. Hudson worked on, it is eligible.
Well, even if we work on it, we have to have some involvement in it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, we need to know what's going on.
Right. Well, I'm sure I'll be able to find some time during the day where I can volunteer and make sure it's done.
Thanks, Kevin, for your volunteer time.
When you have rich people that want to spend lots of money to fix things, we
take credit for it.
That sounds like a great part.
Now, I'm sure there's other things that need to be done, but you know, the town has some stuff to do too, but it's always a good approach. Even if it's tanked over and it's worth, you know, whatever.
So we have a good list of active projects to move forward with. YME 40 breaking ground pretty soon in the county of Yorktown. But there's an Army Corps project that's Army Corps helping us out with about 75% of the cost on that. It's a $1.4 million project. So that's a big number that's going to swing our phosphorus production and our finances. Anyway, we'll keep pushing ahead with the projects that are at the bottom of the list in yellow. As many of them, we're now getting clarity on timing of them. We do expect to have plenty of construction that's going to go forward between the spring and the summer. And we'll keep pressing that on existing projects. Another letter that might need to be sent to the DEC, as I touched on earlier, was that the work plan for years 11 through 15 of the permit is due in December. Once you all have a little bit of clarity of how you want to address that work plan, I would think you have to decide whether you just send a letter and ask for an extension on that due date, because while I encourage us to try to meet that deadline, until the funding agreements are in place to extend anything, staff can't really assist you on getting that done. So sending a letter to the DEC and saying that at some point this calendar year, send that letter and say, you know, we're doing the heavy lifting for 19 municipalities, the work plan's more extensive, the December due date might not be something that everyone can reach.
Can you volunteer in your volunteer content and give us a draft of that letter?
I probably
would
do that.
That would be a great thing.
Thank you. How the hell are we going to sue the DEC and not have to worry about the permit?
See, that's the difference. So, yeah.
Did I say that out loud?
That was your outside
voice. Why don't you ask Vinny if we can use some of the interest to sue the DEP and the DEC?
So it, as Rich said earlier, there are a lot of elements within this new permit that we think we can pull under our umbrella and help you with. And as you go through and go through the spreadsheet that's able to provide everybody, keep it in mind. We're ready to roll out education, for instance, pretty quickly. A lot of the retrofits that we can do could be right in your town libraries, town halls, and I can't imagine an easier spot to sign than have conversations with school districts that do want to work with us, that we can help support an education program. So there's lots of things to keep in mind with the items that maybe we can help do some heavy lifting for you.
You know what I'm interested in? Training.
Okay.
In what?
Training. There's significant training requirements for staff mm-hmm. within the permit. And it would be good if we had one centralized location of qualified individuals that could do the training, because I don't know that you're going to have soil and water.
Yeah, and the highway, Cornell Road School is not going to do what we need them to do. Which is where all the UW folks go.
Okay,
here's
like, on our spreadsheet that we would kind of highlight, like, which ones we could get help with, for something that we understand, like, what the things are.
All right, so the spreadsheet that I did kind of identifies the MCM number that it's associated with. And it kind of breaks things down between actionable items, plan, mapping, highway, training. Yeah.
Inspections, posting, pre-construction, and all that. But yeah. Do we have, the question is, right, if we can, we've done this in all our other training, right, whether it's Cycle or Aspen or ASWAP or, you know, the pest stuff, the annual training, it's all online, right? It's been webinar. Whether it's been, you know, workers' comp guys or the state or the agency, these things exist. So that, you know, to the point now where we give everybody do it, we just, they log in, they log out, we've got it tracked, we know what they took it, we approve. I don't think there's any reason why we can't. It may not exist right now perfectly, but I don't see any reason why we can't come up with a training video, a webinar. Somebody's probably got one where we modify one.
Well, do we want them to really learn this?
Well, they
or do they just have to check a box? Because I
well,
in the past, it's been checking a box. To be quite honest.
Yeah, well, yeah. We brought it up as we need training.
Yeah. So right now they're talking about, you know, we need to train the people who are doing the SWIP reviews. We need to do.
But the people who are doing the SWIP reviews typically are engineers who are licensed.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right. Well, not always.
No, not always.
Well, then we need an exception. If you're a licensed engineer, you don't need training because you're required to do continuing education credits yearly with your license.
So
if you're not,
a building inspector, your building inspector may probably also have it as well as part of their
continuing education.
It
so the engineers have a virtual DEC seminar on Monday to review what is involved with the general permit. I just asked one of our guys to do with the NOI for us this time.
So, Sabrina, you can get an application for a single-family home with a basic SWIP. I'm not sending those to my engineer.
My engineer actually reviews those.
Excuse me?
My engineer reviews those.
I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have that cost associated with, you know, a single-family home because I don't want to have to pass that on to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a basic SWIP. There's no hydraulics. There's no, you know. So, but... Now, if I'm going to have somebody do it, if I'm going to do it, you know, somebody's got to be trained.
Yeah.
And again, to Warren's point, you know, I've got a shelf life on this now. I'm out of here in 4 years.
So is your building inspector, because I'm the engineer, I'm with the Supreme, very similar in the structure where the engineering staff look at the SWIPs. The statement that I made before, is your building inspector getting the complete design professional of record and prepare the SWIP to submit biannual or biweekly inspections of that site?
No.
So we're all in violation of DC.
Because I've got my town planner doing it. Of course, right now I don't have a town planner either, so.
So, Dutchess County MS4 committee, we had Walter Artist do the S
SMO training.
Yeah.
And it was done in my office on YouTube, so it's on my website. So if somebody wants to watch that.
Listen, I think that there's a way to do it to where we're really doing it, and we can all check that box and learn something.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, a lot of this, I you know, again on the 22nd, I hope to push back on DEC about, listen, you're going to make all these training requirements, you've got to provide the training. Mm-hmm. And you can't provide it in Syracuse.
No. Online. It's got to be online. Or it's got to be regional. It's difficult to get people to go to New Paltz or something like that.
If it's online and we get proof that our people took it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It could be set up similar to Putnam County. You know, when I was a county employee, we took all the sexual harassment or whatever. Yeah. They knew when, you know, they gave us the links and they knew when we took it.
Right.
So DEC does offer 4-hour training certifications on their website already. It's through a third party, but you have to pay for it. But it is.
But you have to pay for it.
Right.
Right. Well, so they have the structure, they have the technology, the technical ability to do it. So they're going to set it up where it's for free. They can do it.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, pushing everything else on us, they can.
And what
let them handle some of this.
Also, remember that what they're expecting you to do on all that other stuff is right. They're expecting you to escrow.
So I think this is something we have to discuss. We have to get the elected officials in.
Is what I'm sure they expect you to do.
Yeah.
So
it's very hard to explain stormwater requirements to a property owner, especially somebody dealing with
They're expecting that we'll have our engineer or our planner do it as part of their or building department and escrow or it's built in that you're going to charge an extra $50 in the permit fee to cover that cost.
How long does it take to build a single family home? What's the average construction life?
14 to 16 months.
What? Well, not the physical construction he's talking about.
No, sometimes we're process. We are contractors that take their time.
Yeah.
Oh, they do take their time.
Well,
absolutely.
Some of them take their time. I thought you were going to soup the nuts from
soup to nuts. Yeah.
Drawings to.
Yeah. Now you've got to do twice weekly inspections for the duration.
For 4 to 5 months then.
Easily 4 to 5 months. I was figuring 10 months, honestly.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, nobody does them. They're not doing it.
No, they're probably not. But listen, right now under the permit on a basic SWIP, you know, the inspection requirements are much, much less. They're certainly not twice a week.
Now
you do them twice a week. You have to have physical documentation. It has to be included in your SWIP plan.
And the physical documentation they want you to use is their form, which is like 4 or 5 pages.
Yes.
And boxes and everything else are there. It's not the easiest thing to do.
No, it's not.
And especially for time consumption with the building inspector, a code enforcement officer, an engineer. It's an expense.
Right. So, you know, now you're tacking $12,000 onto the cost of a house. Mm-hmm. Right? Because the towns aren't going to eat that. We don't have enough budget.
No, the other problem, too, is sometimes the cost to go out to an outside agency to review a SWIP will cost more than it takes to prepare the SWIP.
So
you're doubling the cost on the property owner.
You are. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Anyway. Moving right along. We could beat this dead horse all day long. Anybody have an update on the funding agreement? Chris?
We had some communication with Mike by email.
We did.
I think that is a discussion probably for...
Is that Mike Moyer?
For when?
For an EOH meeting. Isn't that what you suggested?
I know. We've got funding agreement status on the agenda.
So the item on the agenda is in reference to the WQIP fund that currently only assists with years 1 through 10. With the leftover funding that is available there, the board of directors needs to go into negotiations and with each individual county and the DEP to extend the QIP for all future water quality issues that we might have. Because we brought this up at the last executive committee meeting, thinking that it would be a long road to get there. Even Millie with Westchester County suggested that's a month, several month long process to get through the right of objection. So the board of directors and executive committee should begin that process if we're going to see that money, availability of that money in even November or August, if that's probably.
So that's going to start with me sending a letter to Putnam County.
I believe
Dave
so,
Warren,
yeah.
Right? So that's what we've got to do.
That should be it. But it's just something that, you know, as long as it's in everybody's view. And
but
ask them if there's any extra money you want.
Does the board...
Are you asking for then a formal motion to authorize those request letters?
If you feel that's necessary, Chris.
Do you? All right, I'll ask for a motion to authorize the president to send letters to Putnam County, Westchester County, and DEP to request that any leftover funding be extended into permit years 11 through 15.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. O&M discussion.
Okay. Nothing really much going on here. I'm still missing submissions from the town of Portland, North Salem, Patterson, Yorktown, Mount Kisco, and the Village of Holland.
Yeah.
Really?
Please submit them.
What do you mean?
When
O&M submissions for...
Do you have a drop-dead deadline?
It was the 31st of December.
Yeah, I can't fit, as I said, I can't close the books for December.
Okay, so my problem is we've only been able to clean one out because there's been so much rain and so much water, we haven't been able to clean the other one out. So
maybe just submit that
just
one and then we'll do the next one for next year.
Okay. Then we can get that done in a day or two.
Thank you.
We have all the replacement for 7 next year. The backhoe filters? I didn't send it. My bad. I'll get it to you.
If it ever stops raining, we're going out there in the rain, you know, just checking on all these items before we get to close them. So the sooner you folks can get that to us, the sooner our inspections get wrapped up, et cetera.
And you can get your money back.
I was hoping to get that second one done, but the weather's just not.
It's
too much
rain.
Yeah. I'll just submit for the one and.
All right.
Let's see if I have anything else useful to bring up. Since everyone here knows pretty much everything about Ms. Forbes and whatnot, the only thing I wanted to bring up was, as you go to building projects, as always, please reach out to us. Whether you're doing a municipal parking lot that you're repaving, if you're redoing a park, whatever it is, we probably can squeeze into stormwater retrofit somewhere, as long as there's pavement nearby. So please contact us when you're doing any kind of reimbursement project, any kind of rebuilding, anything. So we can probably help fund parts of it.
Plus you can get credit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then...
But the project has to be in the East of Hudson watershed.
Yes.
So I have such a small area.
We're also, as the new permit's coming in and you guys are struggling to hit these requirements, we are open to doing public education, outreach and involvement, stormwater mapping, illicit discharge detection and monitoring, training sessions, whatever it is that we can do. We have a lot of stuff available already in our, when we opened up the organization. The original proclamation of our organization allows us to do a lot of extra things that we just don't have funding for right now. So if we can get extra funding to hit the other permit requirements, we can do that. And then, last thing for you guys, going forward, since we're running out of funding, we really want to look into getting in-house engineering costs instead of going out to bid for everything. For some of the smaller projects we do, there's really no reason to be spending 50 grand on engineering when we can be doing in-house for a couple grand. I'm about to be licensed, Kevin is a licensed engineer, we have the expertise for this type of stuff in-house. Anything bigger, such as pond systems, wetlands, the big stuff, we will still be sending out to bid, but we'd like to start working. Or is getting that stuff set up, whether that's exterior funding we need for insurance or something like that. We need extra funding for that as well. We are not able to pay to do internal engineering right now because we cannot have insurance without paying for it.
Could you repeat that list?
Cannot engineer. We have the ability to do in-house, but not until someone else pays for our insurance to do the engineering.
What is the cost of the insurance?
A couple $1,000.
So it's still cheaper than going out.
By the way, I do need to pay for it. That's what comes down to, someone else needs to pay for it.
Yeah, I did go to the insurance company, by the way, and ask about getting rid of that $25,000 limit or whatever we had. And I'm pretty sure it was this organization, I do apologize, but I'm pretty sure they told me that they would not write the policy that way.
Yeah, Assured said they won't. I've got two of our policies. I've been contacted by another insurance company, and I've put two things out to bid.
We need some plastic in the water.
Yeah, it's plastic, right.
But I put two of our other policies out to bid. The pollution policy doesn't come up for another 2 years, but the other two are, we'll see what we can do with them.
So yeah, if some municipality wants to pay for it, or cost sharing, or getting a grant, or whatever it is,
well,
we can
save
hundreds of thousands.
We can just add it on to the O&M bill.
We could do that.
Figure out a way. It's not going to be that much money.
It's really just a couple $1,000s, is what I've gotten quoted, so it'll save us hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, did you guys get the insurance yourself?
I don't know about that. I don't know how that works.
The issue is you want to identify yourselves from design for.
Yes.
But we pay them more salary, which we can do, and they report it themselves.
This is personal policy, I think it falls under.
I don't think we can do that. I think it's got to be through the corporation.
Yeah. You'd have to do it through here. Like, I stamp stuff all the time for the town, but they're identifying me for not my own personal insurance. You get the shadow stamp, you never come out.
Yeah, not a problem. Give it a mail stamp.
So if that's something we want to bring up with the O&M reimbursements, we can send out some sort of agreement or numbers as to what the final number would be.
Well, if it's $2,000, we're talking about $100 a ton.
Right.
Yeah, that's nothing.
We need to get a
policy number.
But that's not covered on the existing policy, right? I mean, the existing insurance policy, there's a public officer.
We're sure that worked. We weren't doing the engineering, so I'm sure it wasn't. I didn't tell them that. We've been with this company for.
I understand it'll be premium.
Did you grab the other one?
But what we need to do is ask our existing. How does this change?
Yeah.
What's this add on?
Even if there's a third party, another company.
You did the void evaluation.
I'm just saying, adding it on to the existing policy is going to likely cost less than a standalone policy for 3 months.
Yeah, so I would get the cost, and if it's anything that you were talking about, it's a no brainer.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something that you
I just see that. That's just part of our existing insurance. You guys should have been covered already. I don't know why they want.
We're able to work funding. That's what it was. We weren't able to, with the current funding we had, pay for the insurance.
The strings on it.
That specific engineering cost was not able to be done.
Okay, there was a further issue that we are going to have to resolve, which was that the corporation can't provide engineering services, so the services had to be provided by the professional themselves.
And why is that? Is that written somewhere?
Does that change that?
State law.
State law.
So, but I mean, it can't be overcome with the structure of how you do this. It's just that our insurer, the insurer covers only EOHWC as a backup. The engineer, I think, their own professional engineering license and insurance to ensure the design work. Because EOHWC is not authorized to provide professional services. So that's one of the hiccups that we had last time we tried to talk about this. We can talk about it again and see if there's a way to overcome that with maybe a modification to the services agreement or something like that. But the insurance would have to insure the engineer. And then EOHs would be backup.
You're talking about our old insurance company, right? Not the new one?
Well, it doesn't matter which insurance company it is. The issue is that corporation to provide the services, right? The corporation to provide the services, so it has to be the individual.
Okay. So you kind of understand what they're talking about doing. Is there a what's the procedure to get there? What's the best procedure?
I do. I think we're going to have to talk about this offline. That was the problem that we had last time. So identify which insurer you're going to be working with for this purpose. Are you changing insurance companies, Kevin? Are you changing insurance companies?
Possibly not.
Well, I'm certainly not happy with the one we've got.
Well, that's what aren't you happy with? So they charge us money.
So that's a different conversation.
Yeah, but that's the way the policy was.
Let's table it and look into it.
Chris, let me just ask one question. So they can't, when you say the corporation can't provide engineering services, is that to anyone or to ourselves internally or to any individual member or to any individual property owner, or is it just...
So they can't offer services to the quote-unquote public, which would include any other entity other than DOH itself, so the municipalities in particular, right? But again, it's DOH that can't provide the service.
But they can't do engineering work for East of Hudson? I mean,
They can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these projects are for East of Hudson primarily, which get transferred to the town's afterwards.
No, that's not really the case. All of these projects are being funded under Corey. We're going to have to take this online.
Okay.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I believe in projects.
At length before, we talked with somebody who was with professional services with the state. We talked through all of these issues, and we ultimately concluded that the cost of insurance for the individual wasn't going to be feasible. But, you know, we can revisit the issues and we can go through this again. That's absolutely fine.
Okay, I was not brought into that conversation, so let's work through that.
It was long preceded your involvement.
Okay. Well, let's go back around on that.
Okay, and that's everything I have, though.
All right. Let's do it. Other business. Anybody have any other business they wish to bring up at this time?
Well, we need to approve the salary.
See, I jumped right over that.
I
Didn't
know.
Did you see that?
Just wanting to see if I'm paying attention, huh?
Do we need to go into executive session to talk about them?
Unless there's something you need to talk about.
Well, it was approved. Do
we have a list of salaries?
Yes.
These are the ones that are in the budget, right?
Yes.
I thought we already approved this.
It just needs to be done formally.
Didn't we approve this when we approved the budget?
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Is this just a formal resolution?
It's just a motion that has to be done at the annual meeting.
Correct. It was 4% across the board.
Okay. So what do we want to do?
Okay. So what do you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the salary increase starting as of what date?
January 1st.
At a 4% increase over the
2024.
4% increase over the 2020.
Oh, 2023. You are correct.
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any other business? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
One more to go, right?
You guys are all good.
We got an executive director's meeting?
Yeah,
yes,
executive.
The 25th.
Yeah, one more to go. Anybody that wants to say for the executive director?
You now.
What's the best move here for the three stops? Corey? What's the best word here? I thought I had it, but.
Oh, for the Wi-Fi?
Goodbye, guys. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Hi.
He says something important. Is that the best word changed for the
three stops? No, but it's not for the executive one.
Yes.
Not leaving, are you, Ellen?
No, she knows she's still.
I'm staying, I know.
Aren't you lucky?
You're putting these.
Oh, I'll take that.
Okay.
Thank you. And I need the restroom. Is it on? Yes, right out. Yep, and to the left. The executive committee meeting isn't until the 25th, Thursday, the 26th.
Oh, it's not today?
No.
Oh.
It was the annual and quarterly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let me get out of here before she comes back.
Who's going to tell?
This whole day has been crazy.
You know what? Yeah. It really has been.
Does the guest take one?
Does the guest one
down? No, I don't see it.
So she's probably not aware that she's going to have to come to each of the executive committee meetings. Okay, well, that was good, because we do need to get other people involved. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. You too. Take care. Safe driving.
Do you have a lot of folks showing up for lunch?
Thank you.
I was, but I got it.
Thank you.
And Kevin has something for you to sign as well.
Don't go anywhere.
I just did.
No, Kevin. Oh.
Jalen?
Thank you very much.
One more army.
Yeah, the second committee meeting is Thursday, the 25th.
This is why I don't deal with the Army Corps at all.
That's okay.
It's
that's
very
all right.
Once.
That's all right.
That's my
very confident. But you know what? We're so broke. We need to talk to the powers that be about taking that money away from the Army Corps.
We'll need to do signature stuff for the bank accounts.
So I got a question for you. New permit.
New permit says that the ArcGIS maps need to be done on a scale of 1 inch equals 7
Yes, please. Let's do that. Let's schedule.